Alright folks, grab your coffee, settle in because today we're diving into something that can feel like trying to tame a wild stallion's self-discipline. You know, that elusive superpower some people seem to have effortlessly while the rest of us are over here battling with our inner snack demons at 3 p.m. Ever felt like you're on a mission and then bam, distractions hit like a rogue bowling ball? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Self-discipline isn't some mystical gift reserved for the superhuman few. It's a muscle, a powerful one that we can build and strengthen with practice. Think of it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't expect to just lace up your shoes and run 26 miles on day one, right? So why do we think we can conquer our cravings or procrastination without putting in the work? Let me break down 5 key takeaways that are going to help you level up your self-discipline game. We're talking real strategies, not just vague pep talks. Ready? Awesome. First up, set SMART goals. Now I know what you're thinking. Ugh, more acronyms. But trust me, this one is a lifesaver. SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So instead of saying, I want to eat healthier, try I will eat at least 3 servings of vegetables every day. See the difference? It's much easier to track progress and stay motivated when your goals are crystal clear. Next, create a supportive environment. Ever noticed how easy it is to fall off the wagon when you're surrounded by temptation? Yeah, that's because your surroundings have a huge impact on your willpower. Minimize distractions, stock your fridge with healthy snacks, and surround yourself with people who support your goals. You know that saying, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with, so choose wisely. Third, embrace the power of routine. I'm not talking about being rigid or robotic here, but establishing consistent habits makes a world of difference. It could be as simple as waking up at a specific time every day, taking a short walk after lunch, or setting aside dedicated time for work or hobbies. When you build routines into your life, you create mental and emotional space to focus on what truly matters. Now, let's talk about the elephant in the room, procrastination. We all struggle with it sometimes, but here's a secret weapon. Break down big tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. It's like that daunting mountain climb. Instead of staring at the peak and feeling overwhelmed, focus on taking one step at a time. Celebrate those small wins along the way. They add up to something truly amazing. Finally, practice self-compassion. This one is crucial. Don't beat yourself up when you slip up. Everyone stumbles sometimes. Acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Remember, self-discipline is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep showing up for yourself, even on the tough days. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're working on a big project that's due next week. Your inner critic starts whispering, it's too much, you can't do it, or worse, let's just watch Netflix. That familiar urge to procrastinate hits like a tsunami. But wait. Remember those self-discipline strategies we talked about? You set SMART goals for breaking down the project into manageable chunks. You created a distraction-free work environment and scheduled dedicated work time. You even practiced self-compassion, knowing that it's okay if you have off days. So, instead of getting swept away by procrastination, you take a deep breath, remind yourself why this project is important to you, and dive back in with renewed focus. You tackle one chunk at a time, celebrate your progress, and before you know it, you've conquered that mountain. That, my friends, is the power of self-discipline in action. Remember, building self-discipline isn't about being perfect, it's about consistently showing up for yourself, even when it gets tough. It's about making choices that align with your goals and values, one step at a time. So, what are you waiting for? Take those strategies we talked about and put them into action. I want to hear about your wins, your challenges, and everything in between. Share your thoughts on social media using #QuietConfidencePractice or leave a review. Let's build this community of self-discipline superstars together. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.